keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Oh, Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have to... Mike,
what?
Dancing on the tables. Remember the studio rules. Would you please sit down? Sit,
okay.
Just sit down, Mike.
All right, I'll move over to the microphone.
Thank you. Just sit down.
Okay, I'm over here. Yeah, yeah.
There's a studio...
Man, what is... This is huge in here.
There's a studio rule against dancing on the tabletop.
I get so excited when I get around the music.
We're on the air now, Mike. We have to get a grip, okay? And we're going to do the radio show, all right?
Okay, I'll get some deep breaths.
Okay.
I'll be okay.
We'll be back to you in a minute, okay?
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the September 6th, 2007 edition of the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo, and as always, I'm happy to have you here, even a little especially happy to have some help here with me tonight, because I have a special guest in the studio here tonight. First time on WRSU, and as far as I know, first time on the air any place, from New Jersey and Texas and Florida, Mr. Mike Maisley. Mike, welcome to the Big Beat Show.
Lou, it's great to be here. Really great to be here. We've got a super show lined up, don't we?
Yes, we certainly do. And I want you to remain seated during the rest of the program, though, okay?
Okay, I'll stay off the tables.
Thank you. Let me tell you something, folks. We have a really varied selection of tunes tonight from Mike's collection. Virtually everything from original 45s, not everything, but just about. And we open up with something by the Chiffons. Huh? Tell us about that.
That came out around December of 62 on Laurie, 3648, the Chiffons. And I like it because it's just a nice up-tempo song.
Yeah, it is. And it's kind of a neglected song, I think. We talked about this during the day, why it wasn't a hit. But I did hear it played on New York radio. But
it really never got the exposure it should have, Lou.
Yeah, the Chiffons' Oh My Lover on Laurie Records from December 1962. And it looks like we're going to Jersey City for the next record, huh? Tell us about it.
Right, the Duprees. Lou, we're going to...
By the way, this is the real Duprees, right? Not the counterfeit Duprees?
Yes, this is not the phony ones. The real guys.
All right.
We're going to start off with Ginny by the Duprees on Coed 574. and one from 1962.
And here it is.
Yeah.
By the Duprees, and Duprees don't get played very much on this radio show, but I do like the Duprees a lot. The real Duprees, that is, from Jersey City. Tell us about that one, Mike.
That was on Coed 571, 1962, by the Duprees. Lou, we're going to go with three in a row after this, okay?
Yes.
First one will be A Love for Only You by the Stereos. Uh-huh. Gibraltar 105 from 59.
Oh, yeah, and a great record that one is.
Oh, quality, quality. After that will be Genie, Unique Teens, Hanover 4510, 1958, followed by Echoes by the Interiors. Not Interiors by the Echoes. Echoes by the Interiors.
The other one's a different record.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Worthy 1009 from 1957, Lou.
All right, right now the Stereos.
Please take this heart of mine before it starts to cry. Now, dear,
Echo, 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 echo
Oh, yeah, on the Worthy label, that was the Interiors, with Echoes from 1957. And just before that, Mike, I guess we heard Jeannie by the Unique Teens, huh?
Correct.
On Hanover from 1958.
Another gem.
Yeah, yeah.
Blue, the next two records.
Before we go to that, we've got to talk about Mike Maisley so the people listening know who you are.
All right.
Tell us, first of all, the most important thing is how you got into record collecting. And, you know, like the kind of music you like and that kind of thing. Please.
Well, Lou, actually the next song will explain that because, believe it or not, that was the song that really got me into starting collecting.
Well, where did you grow up, first of all? Where did you grow up? Where were you as an adolescent?
Okay, born in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and then I grew up in Old Bridge Township now.
How did you first become exposed to this kind of music?
Sitting around, living in the country, listening to the big old radio in the parlor, the big old Philco, and I was listening and listening to the Ravens around 1952 and stuff, and I'm like, wow, I'm really turning on to this sound, you know.
Yeah, you like the Ravens in 52?
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Really.
And how about, did you listen to like Alan Freed or Bruce Morrow and those people in the New York area radio?
Yeah, I started to catch them, but unfortunately I'm a little younger, so I caught them a little bit later, you know. But yeah, I caught as much as I could.
Okay. And what you play, just 45s or albums or CDs, everything, right? Music.
Yeah, the whole span, 78, eight tracks, you name it, I've got it, yeah.
And you collect not just Group Harmony records, I understand. You collect single artists and some country and things like that?
Oh, yeah. Teen Idol type stuff, a lot of country, doo-wop mainly. Uh-huh. And then, of course, a lot of a cappella also.
Right. And I guess I met you at UGHA, right? Many years ago.
I guess we met back first around 1978.
Wow.
I think, yeah, way back.
And here you are on WRSU, and it's great to have you here.
We finally got here, Lou.
And so far what you've done, I'm sure the listeners have enjoyed, and I certainly have too. And before we go on any further, just a couple of brief things I have to mention. First of all, this is WRSU-FM New Brunswick. You're listening to The Big Beat Show. Rhythm and blues, rock and roll, sometimes gospel, and sometimes soul. Vocal group harmony only. This is the radio show that's an internet show now. It's been on since 1981, at least on the radio. We stay pure to the group harmony sound. And I have a acknowledgement and thank you to a wonderful person who provided me with some wonderful, wonderful peanut butter cookies. And I have to publicly thank Sophie Morrison for the wonderful gesture. And I ate them all. Yes, all of them. They're very, very good. Thanks a lot, Sophie. Really great. I also want to dedicate this whole show, actually, maybe to my daughter, Juliet, and her husband-to-be this Saturday, Corey. So Juliet and Corey be getting married this Saturday. And man, I am so daddy happy about this. It's great. I love them both. I really do.
Go.
So this is going out to them. And I want to... Oh, that must be your next record. It started already, I guess. Either that or a cell phone is on. I'm not sure what that was. But I also want to mention that you can reach me, if you'd like to reach me, anyone listening, at bigbeat2001@AOL.com. That's one way, at bigbeat2001@AOL.com. Or you can write to me at Lou Rollo, Post Office Box 203, in Port Monmouth, New Jersey. And I think I'm just about finished talking for now, Mike. Let's go to your next record. This is an important record to you. Significant.
Yes, the first of two, Lou. Actually, they're both very instrumental for me. Blue Ribbon Baby was the 45 that I picked up that really got me into collecting. It was one of those songs that I picked up at the local drugstore in a little bin on the side. Uh-huh. And I probably could have picked up 10 of these, but didn't. At the time, I was just glad to get one or two. Mm-hmm. So that really started me. The second one, Zing Went the Strings of My Heart, is actually the record that I would consider to be first as far as importance in the collection. I love the saxophone. I love the switch in leads between the bass and the lead singer, and the good vocal background, and the idea that the Coasters are doing a serious song.
Yeah, you're right. This is a great record, that Zing Went the Strings of My Heart by the Coasters on Atco 1958. But just before that, we're going to hear The Three Friends, which I understand from an expert, more expert than me, that's four guys in this group. I don't know why they call themselves The Three Friends, but it's a quartet on the Cal Gold label from 1961. Here is Blue Ribbon Baby.
Da 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 goo, da 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 goo, da 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 goo goo goo, da 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 dip 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 dip.
You are my ribbon baby. I love you.
goo, da 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 da
Dear, when you smiled at me, I heard a melody. It haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony. Sing when the strings of my heart
was like a breath of spring.
Whoa, whoa.
I heard a robin
sing
about a nest in a park. All nature seemed to be in the perfect harmony. Sing with the strings of my
song was Zing With the Strings of My Heart by the Coasters on ATCO 6116 from 1958.
And that's the flip of the Yakety-Yak, isn't it?
That's true. That's why I think it gets forgotten by a lot of
people.
Yeah,
you're right, sure.
Yeah.
Certainly was at the time. I don't think anybody bought it for this side, but we listen to that more now than we do Yakety-Yak.
What a gem it is, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And before that, Lou, was the rare Blue Ribbon Baby by the Three Friends on Cal Gold 169, 1961. Out of that drugstore bin I found. The record that got me started.
Yeah, lucky you.
What a record.
All right, and I was talking to Mike today, and he told me he was going to play something by the Counts on the Dot label, and I said, which one? He said, Waiting Around for You, and what did I say?
You said that's your favorite
them. It's my all-time favorite record by the Counts, and we're going to hear it right now. And, Mike, I'm going to let you announce it.
Okay, Waiting Around for You by the Counts on Dot 1226 from 1954.
And right after that, we're going to hear?
The Stars Are Out Tonight by the Teardrops on Josie 766, again, 1954.
Here we go.
Waiting around for you. aqua do te
do di do
aqua do taro te do aqua do te
do di so
Wow, that's a great record. I just want to make one comment about that, Mike, before I go on to some announcements. I believe that's the very first white doo-wop group. I don't think that's 1954.
That may very well
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I think I've said that on the air before, but I don't think there's anything that you could consider a doo-wop group that came out before that. But anyway, let's get to the announcements. I just have a few. As usual, as a public service, not a commercial, but as a public service to all you record collectors, September 30th, the end of this month, at 10 a.m., that's a Sunday, Groovy Productions presents another great vinyl-only record expo. That's a record show. Vinyl-only. There'll be no CDs, you know, just all kinds of vinyl, 45s, 33s, 78s, probably not really vinyl, but you know what I mean. And that will be at the Holiday Inn on Route 35 South in Hazlitt, New Jersey. The vinyl-only show was big last year. It's always a big show, great show, a lot, well-attended, and some really good dealers here who have good product at good prices, too. So, vinyl-only record show, September 30th at 10 a.m. at the Holiday Inn, Route 35 South in Hazlitt, New Jersey. If you want hotel directions and discount rates, you could call 732-583-4150, all right? 732-583-4150. I will be announcing this right up until the time it occurs. And also, this another thing happened last year for the first time. It's going to happen again September 15th, the Philadelphia Doo-Wop Festival. This was unbelievably well done last year, and it's happening again. I'm only going to give you the rundown of who's going to be there. Excuse me a minute. But and then I'm going to give you an email address to find out more about directions, et cetera, et cetera. By the way, it costs almost nothing to get in. Who's going to be there this time? Well, Cleveland Stills Dubs. Great. And I'm going to go to see Cornerstone with Golden Voice Harry. I'll tell you that right now. Frankie and the Fashions will be there. It's, by the way, it's a beautiful outdoor arena, comfortable seating, and you can see and hear from everywhere. Memory Lane will also be there, a group called Now and Then, a group called Reunion that has been here at the Big Beat Show when Bill Swank was the host of the Big Beat Show many, many years ago. They'll be there. Jim Bakay and Street Corner 5 will be there, okay? Yeah, there's another reason. And the Original Times, that's right, that did So Much in Love and Wonderful, Wonderful and things like that, they will be there. And 5-3 Woodland, an a cappella group, I believe they're a cappella, from the Philadelphia area. And there may be more added between now and then, okay? Now, it's on a Saturday, and if you want more information, go to www.PhillyDooWopFestival. That's PhillyDooWop festival.org, okay? PhillyDooWopFestival.org. And you can find directions on how to get there from just about anywhere. And it really is easily accessible from main highways, not far at all. Right close to New Jersey, et cetera, et cetera. And as I said, a really nice place for a show. Let's hope for good weather. And let's hope we see everybody out there, okay? So I'll give this to you one more time, www.phillydoopfestival.org. And, of course, I'll be announcing that again next week. But right now, we've got to go back to my very special guest here on the Big Beat Show. Doing a wonderful job, by the way, Mr. Mike Maisler.
Thank you, sir.
And I also want to acknowledge that your wife is here with you. Tanya is here.
Tanya is here.
She's in the studio here, and she's waving hi to everybody. And I know you can see that, but I just want to acknowledge that she's here.
Well, you can see it on the TV set.
Yeah, you can see that, right. Okay, Mike, what do you have up next?
Well, the next two songs coming up are, I want to say that the first one is another instrumental song for me.
Wait a minute, we don't play instrumentals here.
Oh, no. Well, use of language.
Oh, okay. All right.
The first one is Hey Boy by The Illusions on Mali, 104, 1962 release. That particular song, would you believe, I heard when I was in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And that came to us via every week by the Jim Pewter Show. That was the oldie show that came over from the California area. Uh-huh. And Jim played that song, and it just drove me crazy. I had to have it. And when I hit the States, off I went to Stan Krause there at Journal Square, and I got a copy. I found one.
And you got it on blue wax, too.
Blue wax.
It's going to sound blue wax.
It'll have a blue sound.
It will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The other one, the next song following that, Lou, is going to be Honey Love by the Four Lovers, which you collectors know. Four Lovers later became the Four Seasons. Mm-hmm. And that's on RCA 6519 from 1956.
The Illusions.
Hey, boy. Hey, hey, hey.
La 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 gas on a plane. I will not pass gas in my house. I will not pass gas near my spouse. I will not pass gas in polite company, not with my friends nor family. I will not pass gas in a bar. I will not pass gas in a car. I will not pass gas where little ones are, no matter how near or how far. I will not pass gas in your face, because the gas I pass is worse than mace, a silent but deadly cloud of toxic waste. The end. Secondhand smoke contains hydrogen cyanide and other lethal gases. Gases that are especially harmful to kids and babies whose bodies are still growing. Don't pass gas. Take it outside. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Just like fingers in a glove. Now you kiss, 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 kiss. That's a honey love. Yes, I want it in the morning sun. Want it when the day is done. Want it cause it's so much fun. I'm gonna get me some honey love.
Rocky, your guest is Chucky now. Is there a love? Is there a love?
They say there are stars, and I look toward the sky. They shine for everyone to see.
And
Oh, yeah, the Dubs, at their best. Is there a love for me on, where's your list here? There we go, on Gone Records, Is There a Love for Me by the Dubs, of course. Before that, the Four Lovers, as you mentioned, became the Four Seasons. I think one personnel change. That was on RCA from 1956, and we heard Honey Love, and I guess we heard The Illusions on Mally, 1962, with Hey Boy. Now we have a very special 3-record set coming up. Mike, would you please announce that? Tease everybody with this.
All right, we're going to have fun with you now. The first one's going to be The Lie by The Tunes from 1958 or 59. We're not exactly positive at this point.
I never heard of this record before. I even never heard of this group, The Tunes. That's T-O-O-N-S.
Well, the group is out of the Midwest.
Okay.
I know that, but we don't have a lot of info on it.
I have no
But it's a very, very interesting sound.
Yeah.
It qualifies, Lou, because it is a there's great vocal back grouping on all three of these songs.
All right.
The second one's going to be a mystery. We'll see who figures this one out.
Okay.
And then we'll announce it afterward. But the third one is a song out of Houston, Texas, So Many Times by the Epics on Dante 3004. From 1962 with a male group and a female lead.
Yeah, and it says featuring Janine on the label.
She's got quite a voice.
Yeah, she does. But right now, here is The Lie by The Tunes.
Little boys were meant to miss out. You're the only one I'm dreaming of. I'll do anything to win your love, because I know it's heaven's plan.
Heaven's plan.
A little boys were meant to squeeze on. A little girls were made to please. A little boys were meant to please on. You're the only one I'm dreaming of. I'll do anything to my love, because I know it's heaven's plan.
It's heaven's plan.
You'll ever know. Someday I'll make you mine. You make me feel so fine. Little girls were made to kiss. Little boys were meant to kiss on. Little girls were made to miss. A little boys were meant to miss on. You're the only one I'm dreaming of. Anything to prove my love, because I know it's heaven's plan.
Heaven's plan.
More than you know. Oh, tell me you love me.
Mystery song was, would you believe, Lefty Frizzell, Heaven's
yep.
Plan, from on Columbia, and it's 1961. And the next last song was Donna My Dear by the Pearls, 1958.
And so that's a Debbie and Edison.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else? What else we got? Are we done? Are we done here?
I think we
Mike,
are.
Mike, you did a great show. Really great stuff. Thanks very much for coming.
Lou, thank you so much for having me.
And hope to have you back sometime.
I want to come back. Okay. Hopefully, you'll get some favorable response from your fans out there.
I hope so, yeah.
And I most certainly will try to get back with more good doo-wops.
Okay, tell us what your last, we got to get out of here real quick, your last song.
The last song is going to be I'm Sorry Pillow.
No, we got The Foremost is up on the turntable. I Love You by The Foremost.
Okay, there
That's
you go.
It.
Okay.
And you have a date or anything on that? We got
on that one?
I Love You by The Foremost.
1960, yeah.
All right, thanks again. Thanks to everybody for listening. Thank you very much for Mike for being here. And Tanya also, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you, Lou.
May harmony be with you until next week. And good night.
Do what you do. Boom, boom, do ba.
I love you.
Do ba.
Yes, I do.
Do ba.
I need you.
Do ba.
And you need me too. Ooh, and away. Let me understand, baby. I love you. Yeah, I do.
Boom, 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 do ba.
I love you.
Do ba.
Yes, I do.
Do ba.
I need you.
Do I?
And you need me too. Ooh, anyway, just need you to stay. I love you.
I love you.
I do. Well, well, don't you be worried. I'm there with you. You never leave me alone. But now you are always instead. You'll be back someday. Every one. I love you.
Do I?
Yes, I do. I need you.
Do I?
And you need me too. Ooh, anyway, let me see you stay, baby. I love you.
Yeah, I do.
Well,
don't you be bored. I love you too. You never leave me alone. But now you're gone. Always stay. You'll be back someday, everyone.
I love you.
Do I?
Yes, I do.
Do
I need you.
Do I?
And you need me.
Do
I? Let me stay. I love you.
Do I?